Now, I want to start out first. I just want to say condolences to the Popovich family. Just got news about his wife. You know, very sorry to hear that. The Popovich family, they're in our prayers. And anything we can do as far as the Cavs organization, we're willing to help. So thoughts and prayers go out to Popovich and his family.
Joe Varden, Cleveland.com. Is there an update on Kevin?
He's good.
Okay. Is he getting an X-ray?
No, he's good. He just a little jammed thumb, a little whatever, but he's fine.
Okay. Then how come he didn't come back in?
Because we had a good flow going.
Okay. So he's okay.
He's great.
Game two.
Yes, sir. Ready to go. Game 3. Yes, sir.
David Grenham, ESPN. Ty, you said you wanted to see a more of an aggressive approach from LeBron James. Obviously, you got it. How much of was that him taking over? How much was that you adding some shooters to give him more spacing to deal with?
A little bit of both. You know, I think he did a great job just being aggressive, you know, attacking the basket early, setting tone, you know, for our team. And defensively, I thought we were good again tonight, only giving up 6 threes. And, you know, when you blitzing and you scrambling around, you're going to give some points in the paint with the bigs. But we'll take those twos over the threes. And, you know, 2 games in a row, they haven't scored 100 points. So, but LeBron definitely did a great job just setting the tone early offensively. And they got our defense going as well.
Scott Sargent, WFNY. Coach, you clearly altered the starting lineup a little bit, and you got a lot out of LeBron. But did you get everything you wanted to see out of the other 4 guys as well?
I did. I thought JR was great defensively on Oladipo. I thought he really challenged him up the floor, picking him up full court, being physical with him, denying him the basketball. And at the end of the game, having a big steal, you know, that went down and laid the basketball up. So JR's defensive aggression was really good for us to start that game.
And I don't want to presume, but you're sticking with this going forward?
Yes, sir.
Jason Lloyd, The Athletic. You mentioned that the defense holding him under 102 in a row. What do you like best about the way you guys are defending right now?
I thought we were more physical to start the game. I thought we got up and pressured their guards. I thought we really denied their bigs, you know, easy catches. I thought JR did a good job of denying Oladipo, G Hill getting in the backcourt. So I liked our aggressiveness as far as just being physical, being on the bodies, and being aggressive as far as picking the ball full court and also being in the passing lanes with the bigs.
I think you mentioned something earlier about you give up twos for threes. They got a ton of paint points. Is that just pick your poison? You'd rather them scoring inside than at the three-point line, or are you concerned at all that you're giving up, you know, 60-some points?
I mean, you got to give up something. And when you, you know, got a guy like Oladipo who has it going and can get to where he wants to get to any time, you know, we want to try to take him out of the game. And I thought in the third quarter he got aggressive, you know, attacking the basket, attacking the blitz. But, you know, overall, you know, if they're only making 6 threes, they can't get to 100. You know, we got to be able to at least score 100 points, you know, going forward. So you're going to give up something, like we talked about, but, you know, 2 games in a row under 100 points for them is pretty good for us.
Last one real quick for me. Anything – do you need to see more out of Rodney and Clarkson?
I need to see more out of a lot of guys. Yeah.
Ty, getting back to your lineup change, what inspired the idea to – throw two shooting guards in there?
I think talking to some of you guys throughout the course of the season, I told you I wanted to start Korver in the playoffs. You guys knew that. But, you know, with the passing of his brother and then missing the last couple, 2 or 3 games with his foot and then being sick, you know, he just wasn't – he didn't think he had a rhythm. And he said he didn't think he had a rhythm either. But, you know, talking to him when he missed practice the other day, I said, well, you know, I want to start you like the same plan. He said, I'll be ready to go. And I said, you sure? He said, yes, I'll be ready to go. So by putting him in a starting lineup, you know, we had to, you know, also insert JR because I'm comfortable with JR. I've been there before with JR. I know what JR brings. And then he can guard Oladipo as well. So that was the reasoning.
Ron Podesta, the Sports Animal, 1390. Talk about Kyle Korver's performance. He had a lot of clutch threes in the first half.
You know, Kyle was great for us, I think, opened the floor up. But more so than anything, I thought defensively. I mean, he had a few good rotations. He did a great job on Thad when we, you know, was in full rotation, taking the bigger guys, boxing out. So he does all the little things it takes to win. And when you want to win a championship, you know, you got to do all the little things. And outside of his great shooting, just doing the little things and making the extra efforts, you know, being in the right place defensively, taking 2 charges tonight, really set the tone for us, I thought. in that first half of taking two charges, I think, on Oladipo was big for us. So Kevin, Bron, you know, Kyle, they all took charges.
Ty Haydengrove, Cleveland.com. JR, you mentioned his defense. It looked like he was exerting a lot of energy out there. Is that something he can keep up for, you know, the rest of the series if he has to go against Oladipo? I mean, he has been coming off the bench. Is his conditioning there to be able to put forth that effort throughout the rest of the series?
Yeah, I think so. I think JR does a great job of priding himself of being in shape, you know, doing all the extra work to be in shape. And, you know, we played him a lot of minutes in that first half, but he just played so well. And then I tried to give him more of a break going into that fourth quarter, bringing back the last six where he can just, you know, go all out. So he was able to pick up Oladipo full court, get that big steal for us, and, you know, it was huge.
Ty, Spencer Davies, Basketball Insiders. Just curious, in that second quarter to begin, it seemed like LeBron and Love were sitting for a little bit. Have you made it a point to play at least one of them on the court at all times with the
Yes,
guys?
I have, but just the foul trouble has been different. And then, okay. You know, Kevin getting tired at different times of the game because we asked him to do a lot. You know, he's blitzing Oladipo, then sprinting back. So just all it matters about, you know, how fatigued he gets. So I got him back in early to try to, you know, go to him in the post, especially in that fourth quarter, of bringing him back for LeBron and posting Kevin a lot in that fourth quarter.
And then getting back to JR, it just seems when he's engaged that he just brings so much energy. A couple of those plays, those hustle plays, going back and stripping, you know, Oladipo up in full court, and then the one in the first quarter, just what does it mean to your team when he has that kind of energy?
It means a lot. Just showing the fight, showing the toughness that we need, bringing the physicality, and he's not scared to hit people. You know, you got to hit people in this league. It's not a it's a contact sport, you know, and guys have to understand and realize that.
Steve Ashburn on NBA.com. Before and after game one, there was a lot of talk about some of your new guys and how they would respond or had responded or not to this level of play. As the series goes on, what do you expect to see from them as they get one more game under their belt?
They'll get more and more comfortable. But like I said before, just having LeBron and K-Love set the tone early, I think, would open it up for a lot of those guys. But they see what it takes. You know, if you want to be champions, if you want to, you know, go back to the NBA Finals, you know, teams are going to come after us. And we've had a lot of first-round tough matchups, you know, the whole 4 years I've been here. So it hasn't been easy, and they have to understand that. And we just got to be ready to get into the fight.
I think LeBron either took your first seven shots, maybe. I know he made your first six. Did you have some kind of edict, like he gets to shoot until X? It seemed like no matter what, he was shooting for at least the first 5-6 minutes.
Well, we just, you know, want him to set the tone, and he did that tonight by getting to the basket early, you know, making a couple jump shots. But we ran the same first play until they stopped it, and he kept getting what he wanted. And, you know, he wanted to set the tone early, you know, and he did that. And we just kind of followed his lead from there. So, well, we got to be better going to the Indiana games 3 and 4.